Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, congratulations on a much-needed win.
Thanks, Kelly.
Much different game for your team than yesterday, of course. That first period, they get on the board first. Like the resiliency, your team comes back and scores three in the second. Probably one of the best second periods of hockey I've seen your team play. They took advantage of a lot of odd man rushes. What was the difference there for your squad there in that second period?
We just kept playing hard. You know, obviously that was the message after first. You know, other than giving up the goal, it was a pretty good period just in various ways. But you know, I thought obviously AJ was outstanding. You know, just she and Maka were in on I think four of the five goals, and she played like a first team all leaguer this whole weekend. And I thought the play she made obviously scores the first goal, and the assist on the second goal. So you know, we talked about getting to the net, taking the game to the goalie. I thought we did a much better job of that today than we did yesterday.
Your defense sure looked good here this afternoon. You know, you're getting assists. Alexis Joyce with a four-point day, three assists today. Mac Langey with a big game. Tina Campa got involved in it. And Missy Hunt with that blast from the blue, almost the blue line. It was just nice to see your defense even getting in on the action of scoring today.
Absolutely. I think they got three of the five. So obviously that's important, you know, so hats off to them.
Coach, special teams, again, were a factor here today, but your team was able to hold off on the penalty kill. A nice job by your penalty kill here today.
Yep, no cool question. They had a really good mindset today, and they just outworked the penalty kill every time. So that was a real big one there, protecting a one-goal lead. I know that.
Your team did a lot of things right as far as the little things. I know you always talk about you guys won the face-off battle 24 to 22, which wasn't a huge gap, but still. And then outshooting the Mavericks 29 to 24. Nice to see your team playing how Bemidji State fans would expect them to play. What did you tell them? I know that I talked to Missy Hunt during that second period, and I asked her what was kind of the difference of this team here this afternoon. And I think, you know, from what she said, you had mentioned that they just needed to keep moving their skates and keep, have puck control. I saw a lot of that today. How impressed were you about the passing that your team had this afternoon?
Yeah, much, much better. Much better passing. Just our overall puck management was better. Still areas you can get better at, and that's always the ongoing learning process. Just situational hockey, things like that. But just overall, a real, real good attitude. Throughout the entire game, we just talked about creating our own energy, and the group was before I came in for the very last. Before we go out, they're in there all singing at the top of their lungs. So. That's a good sign. They're loose, they're having fun, and I said, we need to do that the entire game because, like I mentioned before, it's just not the most exciting building to play in, so you need to generate your own excitement. So they were doing the best they could. But again, real proud of their effort, and makes the bus trip home that much funner.
Well, and I know the only energy I really felt in this building was when the group of Bemidji State fans started doing the BEMIDJY, after that goal that was scored by, I believe it was Missy, it definitely changed the atmosphere here, but it's still a quiet place, this facility, isn't it?
Well, obviously there's nothing they can do about it. It is what it is, but that's, you gotta just work hard to generate your own enthusiasm, and I thought our group did a great job of that, and everybody was into the game, and we just talked about staying in the moment for the entire game and not worrying about results, not worrying about what's going on anywhere else. Just focus on your shift, and when you're done, you talk about that shift with your line mates, and then you get ready for your next shift, and you just keep doing that over and over and over. You take your breaks between periods, but I thought overall we did a pretty good job of that.
Another big series next weekend, St. Cloud State at home. What does your team need to do to work on this week to get ready for that one?
Well, it's every weekend's big, and I think obviously what we did today is there's no way St. Cloud can catch you, so that takes that out, but obviously we're in the hunt for home ice, so we know that we're gonna need a bit of help, but I think Wisconsin goes to Duluth next weekend, so we got an opportunity to get ourselves where we need to get to. So the big thing is have a good week of practice. We want to celebrate and honor our seniors, obviously, next weekend. So a lot of things will be going on, but the focus has got to be just keep getting better and keep playing good Beaver hockey.
Coach, congratulations again on the win. Enjoy the bus ride back.
Thanks, Kelly. You have a safe trip, too.
Thank you.